When is it safe to leave your kids home alone? It's one of the trickiest questions that parents face as their children grow up. The right age depends on the kid and the family. But according to state law, the right age is fairly black and white. It's 14. A bill in Springfield would lower that age to 12, a response to parents who say the current 14-year-old minimum age is unreasonably high. Today, a child under the age of 14 who was left without supervision for, quote, an unreasonable amount of time is considered neglected. Technically, a parent can be charged with child abandonment. They leave a 13-year-old home alone to babysit their 9-year-old sibling.
That's a pretty high age that was set. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
That's State Representative Joe Sosnowski, a Republican from Rockford, who introduced the so-called babysitting bill to lower that home alone age to 12. Sosnowski says Illinois' 14-year-old threshold is higher than all other states with a similar statute. He says only 14 states even specify a certain age, with the most common being 10.
You know, the fact that we don't see a lot of prosecution for that particular point points to the fact that there is, you know, smart local discretion being taken. But again, at a state level, we want to safeguard families from being prosecuted unjustly.
While Bloomington Normal police aren't exactly sending in SWAT teams to catch parents leaving their teenagers at home after school, several local parents told GLT that the current law makes it harder to arrange childcare, causes them needless anxiety, and doesn't reflect their child's maturity. Like many parents, Jessica McDermott of Bloomington is a working mom who cobbles together childcare for their soon-to-be 12-year-old and 5-year-old daughters. This summer, the 5-year-old will go to daycare, and some days the older daughter will stay with family in Pontiac. On others, McDermott herself will work from home, so the girl's not alone. McDermott says those summer childcare plans would be a whole lot easier if the 12-year-old could just legally stay home alone or watch her sister occasionally. Would also help with the little things like quick trips to the grocery store or to the gym to exercise.
It would be a huge convenience. Like, it would make me feel more assured if I were to choose to leave them. You know, the older one babysitting the younger one, I would not feel like, oh, what if somebody, like, finds out and somebody has a grudge against me and wants to report me or, you know, something like that.
The law is also a bit vague. What does unreasonable amount of time really mean?
Maybe it's okay for me to leave them alone, but I'm not really sure and I don't want a chance getting in trouble.
Liz Tomara of Normal is a mother of three. She says the rules should reflect that life can be messy. She says she needs the latitude to leave her younger kids alone if, say, she needs to rush out for 15 minutes if her husband's car breaks down on the way home from work.
Sometimes you just don't have a choice. There are plenty of parents who have to go to work all day, and they don't have a choice but to leave the kids home if there's a snow day or whatever. And so I just wish people would be mindful of that, you know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, and your life isn't always going to be the same as someone else's.
Other parents say the law hits them in the pocketbook. Ronell Hartless of Normal has two daughters, 13 and 9. She works part-time as a recess monitor at a Unit 5 school, so she can be home when the kids get out. She's considered getting a 9-to-5 full-time job elsewhere, but she says it's not worth it because the 13-year-old can't legally watch her little sister. Their family would just have to spend that extra money on after-school care.
When I have a teenager who is perfectly capable of being home after school to take care of my little one, be with my little one, to get her a snack or whatever, and she knows how to cook.
Andrew Locke of Normal has a 15-year-old daughter. He says she knows how to take care of herself. But when his daughter was 9, Locke was charged with misdemeanor child endangerment after she fell down some stairs and injured her knee while he was at work and she was home alone. Locke said a neighbor was supposed to be watching her, but police arrested him and the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services got involved. Locke was eventually found not guilty.
You know, I don't think it's the government's role to teach us or to tell us how we may or may not raise our child. Why should anybody else get involved?
Representative Joe Sosnowski, the bill's sponsor, says Illinois' 14-year-old minimum age came as a legislative overreaction to an infamous 1992 case in which two St. Charles parents left their girls, 9-year-old and 4-year-old, home alone while they spent a week in Mexico. That case drew international attention. So why lower it to 12? Why not 11 or 13?
You know, that gives us some time to look at it, see how it works. If it is passed into law, you know, we can always continue to take a look at it if we want to adjust it downward still, but you know, at least 12 was a step in the right direction.
The bill, if approved, won't have a huge impact on families in general, according to Dottie Squire with the Child Care Resource Service. They help families find child care in Champaign, Vermilion, Macon, Douglas, Iroquois, and Piatt counties.
Parents who feel like their kids are ready are already staying home.
It's not the age that should determine if it's okay to leave them alone, she says. It's all about how they've been prepared. Do they know when it's okay to open the door for someone? Are there emergency contacts close by, like a neighbor? And do you consider your neighborhood safe? Her service even offers a checklist for parents to go through to make that decision.
It's just a huge numbers of questions that the family needs to ask themselves before they just say, okay, you're going to stay home with your siblings or by yourself.
It's Dottie Squire with the Child Care Resource Service in Urbana. The babysitting bill is HB 2334. Earlier this month, it won unanimous approval by the House Judiciary Criminal Committee. This is Sound Ideas.